AudioTU.com,
the home of quality podcasts.
Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 198 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com. As teased last week, I have a very special guest for an interview this week. It is none other than multiple award-winning photographer from Melbourne, Jerry Gihonis. To anybody in the Australian photographic community, Jerry is already a household name. But I'm not getting him on the podcast to talk about his photography. I shall leave you in suspense, although if you've read the show notes, you've probably already got the inside goss. Jerry is about to launch a new lighting product, and we'll talk with him in just a sec. But one thing that... This is the only other thing that I wanted to add to this podcast. It was something that I saw on Facebook through the week, and this is courtesy of Nathan Chilton, who's a listener to this podcast and one of my friends on Facebook. And Nathan put something on Facebook a few days back, and I thought, gee, I wonder how many of us actually ever think about that. And he said, and obviously this was targeted to the American market, he said, don't forget to change the time setting in your camera when daylight saving starts, as it has just done in the US. And I thought, yeah, I am pretty sure I go and change every clock in the house, but I don't know that I ever remember to change the clock in my camera when daylight saving either starts or finishes. I thought I'd throw this out there because obviously daylight saving finishes here in about 2 weeks. And I thought that was... one of those things that you just, I don't know about you, but one of those things I just never think about. So, So add that to your mental note for a couple of weeks' time when daylight saving ends here in Australia. And for anyone in the States who, obviously not everyone who listens to this podcast is going to know Nathan, so you may not have seen his post on Facebook. So if you have forgotten to change your clocks, those of you in America to where daylight saving has just kicked in, go and change the time on your camera so that at least your timestamps are accurate on the photographs that you take for the next 4 months or 6 months or however long daylight saving lasts for you guys over there. All right, so Jerry Gihonis has come up with this amazing new light product, or lighting product. I saw this, I don't know where I came across this. I think somebody might have, again, posted it on Facebook a week or two back, and I thought, very interesting. So I contacted Jerry's people, which is actually his wife, Melissa, and said, how about it? You know, would Jerry be interested in coming on and having a chat? And she said, yeah, absolutely. So I'm not going to preamble about the lighting because we cover all of that in the interview. So... shall we just get into it? Jerry Gihonis, welcome to Shutters Inc.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Excellent. Now, obviously, you are a very well-known Australian wedding photographer. I think we've probably lost count of the number of times you've picked up the AIPP Wedding Photographer of the Year Award.
Not many, but I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you saying that.
But the reason I wanted to talk to you tonight was not about... Yeah, your past career as a photographer is as fantastic as that has been, but more about what you've got coming down the pipe in the next couple of months. Do you want to tell us all about the Ice Light?
Yeah, look, really excited about the Ice Light. You know, for years now, in my 18-year career, I've been using video lights to, during my shoots, whether it's a wedding or a portrait, fashion or boudoir. I love the idea of shooting with continuous lighting because you can see what you're doing. Now, I'm not afraid of flash. I love using flash, whether it's on camera, off camera, or strobes or anything like that. But, you know, as a photographer and who mainly specializes in weddings, you know, you want to add that quick touch and add some beautiful ambience. And the continuous lighting is awesome. So that's pretty much what I wanted to come up with. And over the years, I've been shooting with many different video lights and... there's been a few negatives with the video lights in the sense that, you know, they're normally tungsten. Certainly there's been a lot of recent ones with LED lights that are daylight balance and all that kind of thing. But the ones that I've been using over the years have been tungsten, and they have this long cord and they go to a brick of a battery. And, you know, they're normally either circular or square or something like that. And, you know, they normally have some kind of little hotspot. and not really easy to carry or easy for an assistant. And they've served me well, but there's one thing that didn't exist. And my favorite lighting source is window light. If I could literally have a window light for the whole wedding or shoot, I'd be very, very happy. obviously, you can't carry a window around with you everywhere you go. But I thought, you know, it'd be great to carry around something that a light that is actually vertical. Now, we're vertical people. That's the thing, is that there's no lights that have been really, created for vertical people. Of course, there's strip lights and soft boxes, but I'm talking about something that's easily portable. So then, a few ideas got thrown around, and I thought, I've been shooting also with street signs. Now, when you're shooting with street signs or street maps and things like that, often at bus stops, for example, you're shooting with these continuous fluorescent lighting behind a sign, and a lot of the fluorescent lighting that we have these days is more white than green. As you know, fluorescent lighting for many years has been green, and now with all the green, when I say green, not the color green, but the eco-friendly,
environmentally friendly. Yep.
Yeah, environmentally friendly lighting is basically normally white, and I just find that I've been really enjoying using lights like that. And often I'd go to say bathrooms of brides and grooms or hotels, and they'll have this vertical strip lighting, and it reminded me of a lightsaber that you would normally obviously see it's one of the Star Wars movies, and I thought, there's nothing really like it that exists on the market. So I did a lot of research and I thought, okay, there's nothing like it. And about 2 years ago, I approached a company called Westcott. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, they're like the leaders in continuous lighting. They just have amazing products that emulate window lighting, like the TD6 and things like that. And they give you some amazing continuous lighting in opposition to strobes, again, so you can see what you're doing. And I find the reason why I love continuous lighting, among other things as well, apart from that you can see what you're doing, it also teaches you about light. So if you weren't experienced, you can actually just even instinctually place the light on a subject and then move it around, and all of a sudden most people are going to look slimmer and sexier being photographed on the short side of the face or the shadow side of the face. You get that more of a Hollywood lighting when you get that butterfly lighting where the lighting is up above and so on and so forth. So it's one of those things that just teaches you how to see things a little bit better. Sure. So anyway, so I approached Westcott, I told him about the idea, and we've been working literally for 2 years perfecting the product, and that's basically it. It's finally come to fruition. We've got our final samples, and they are in production, and we're expecting the first delivery in a couple of weeks, and finally in a couple of weeks they'll be basically shipped to the people who've already purchased them, because we've done a lot of pre-orders with all the conventions that we've been doing the last several months, and then the bulk of the first shipment will be properly shipped, and then of course distributed all over the world to different camera companies, and obviously myself as well. So
so
it's all good.
So is it LED?
It is. So to talk about exactly what it is, it's an LED light, but it's a bit different. Now, the LED lights that you probably know and have seen are all got like miniature bulbs.
Yeah.
These aren't bulbs. They're like little cells, diodes. They're like they're little cells, which means that you can get them closer together.
Oh, okay.
Now you might say, why would that matter? It's because if you put the lights together, then you don't really see where one light starts and one light stops. So if you were to illuminate a white wall, for example, there's some LED lights where you can literally see the shadow in between the lights, and it doesn't blend in properly.
Right.
So these ones, if you turn a light on and place it on a white sort of white card or white wall, it's got this beautiful, soft, even lighting, which obviously a lot of photographers hope for. And so it's obviously it's continuous. You can dim it up, you can dim it down. It runs for well over an hour on full power. So literally, if you were to put it on the brightest setting, it'll run for over an hour. It takes about, it's actually our first calculations were incorrect. It takes about an hour and a half to charge.
Oh, okay.
It's a lithium ion battery. So lithium ions is pretty much the best battery you can get it these days.
Sure.
And the cool thing about the cells or the diodes there, they run for over 50 1,000 plus hours. So it's not like we're, you know what I mean? It's not like we're going to have people come back and say, hey, can you replace, you know, the bulbs or the cells? That just doesn't happen. It's not going to happen in someone's lifetime. So
you'd have to be a very busy photographer to wear one out.
Exactly. Yeah. So the color temperature is daylight white balance. So we measure it about 52 to 5400 Kelvin.
Yep.
Which is good, and it's equivalent to around about 150 watts. But it doesn't truly give you the exact, the exact idea of how bright it in fact it is. Usually, like lately, I've been in conventions or seminars, I would turn the lights off in a room, and I would literally just turn this light on, and the oohs and ahs that come from the crowd is quite amazing when they realize how small it is, but in fact how bright it is.
Yeah, right.
That's its, I guess that's its genius. The genius is that it's small, it's vertical, it comes with a carry case. It's almost like a sheath, you know, like a...
Okay.
Almost like a lightsaber sheath, you know, like a...
like a scabbard,
Yeah. So, and like when you have it on your person, you don't even feel it. So that's the beauty of it. But you could carry it around with you the whole day. And if you would only use it five times for 5 minutes each, it wouldn't bother you carrying it because it's so small, you know. And that's its beauty as well. But the quality of light is fantastic, you know. There's a, you know, we throw the word wraparound lighting quite a bit, and there's been a little bit of confusion as to what that exactly means. I mean, no light will wrap around anything, really. I mean, it's not a...
Well, it's all a function of distance, isn't it?
Yeah. Obviously, the closer the light source, the bigger the light source, the more wraparound, so to speak, it would be. But basically, the way I sort of envisage it, or the way I explain it, is when you hold the light vertically to a subject, it's more specular, you know. When you want it softer, then you'll hold it horizontal.
Oh, okay.
And so it gives you sort of a softer light when you're projecting it sort of horizontally. And that's the cool thing about it. And even if you want it softer again, then you slowly twist the light upwards so that the light sort of just fades away as you're twisting it, so to speak.
Oh, so you're saying like aiming the light a little bit above the head of your subject so that it sort of falls off? Is that what you're suggesting?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like you're feathering it off a little bit. So you're feathering it rather than it being so directional. So, but that's the cool thing about it. Now, the other thing that people don't know yet and properly is that we are coming up with an accessory pack, aptly named the Ice Pack, which we're really excited about. So now this is what I'm really excited about, because we've been working on this for quite some time as well. So the first thing is that the light's coming out. The light will be, of course, included with a case, with a strap, two gel clips. So if you want to buy your own gel, you can just clip on the gel with these two clips that we got as well.
Okay.
And of course, a power charger that comes in all the countries that, you know, in all the cords that you would need.
Yep.
So part of my voice, by the way, because I've got a bit of a cold. So if I sound a little bit different, then that's okay. So
that's just that sexy husky thing going on, mate. That's great.
I'm losing my voice, but what do you do?
It seems to me that there are two really good points about the Ice Light that you haven't mentioned, and one is that the beauty of an LED is that it doesn't generate heat, which
That's
is
right.
a definite advantage over tungsten lighting.
Yeah, yeah.
And not that this affects tungsten lighting, but certainly affects sodium vapor lighting. There's no warm-up time. It's pretty much color accurate the minute you switch it on.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's either on or it's off. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
weird. So how big is the light itself? Like how big are they? How long are they?
The physical length of it. Okay, it's just over 50 centimeters.
Oh,
long.
Okay.
The physical unit. So nice. A bit above 20 inches there.
Yeah.
So what we figured was it can fit diagonally in a carry-on luggage.
Oh, nice.
So if you're traveling with it, then that was it. So it was a long process to work out the exact length and the power that we should have, because what I wanted to have is I wanted a built-in battery. I didn't want to have to plug in any battery. And then some people are going to say, well, what happens if the battery runs out?
Well, you have a spare battery, don't you?
Well, this is the thing, though. The batteries can't be replaced. Like, it's not like it can just be replaced like a, you know, like you're putting batteries in a camera, for example. The battery is either charged or it's not. Now, right. on a typical portrait shoot or a wedding, trust me, and I've done many weddings with the ice light now, there is no way that you're going to use the light on full power for over 60 minutes. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
You know, it's meant to be used 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, 3 minutes here, 5 minutes there. And we've been using these at trade shows. And, you know, literally we have them on pretty much all day. Now, we've worked out that if you put it on half power, it lasts for about 4 hours.
Wow.
Now, as you and I know, no one's going to sit there and put it on full power every time you shoot with it, because normally you would shoot for the ambience. So the way I shoot with it, for example, is let's say if I'm on the city streets, it's getting dusky, or I'm at a reception, I'm exposing for the chandelier. The chandelier might be 1600 ISO at 80 at 2.8. So therefore, I pop the light on. I might use it at about half power, and that will get me, depending, of course, how close I have it to the subject.
Sure.
That will get me a similar quality of light. And that's what I'm saying is, now, if you are relying on this light as your main light and there's no other ambience, then yeah, be my guest, put it full power and shoot it. You know, I've got it away with ISOs at about 400 ISO with this kind of light as its main light source, which is pretty amazing considering that the lights that I've used in the past have normally, you know, being at 1600 ISO at 80 at 2.8, for example, rather than the other way around. So depending on how close you are, you can get away with ISOs that, you know, that you wouldn't dream of getting in a continuous portable light system. So
now, you mentioned the ability to, you know, tame down the output of the light. How adjustable is that? How many levels of adjustment are there?
There's about 7 levels of adjustment. So if you hold the button up or down, you can literally just press it 7 times. It'll go from the lower setting to the brighter setting. Or you can just hold it continuously, and obviously depending on how quickly you release your thumb or your finger off the actual the button, it'll give you whatever power increment that you want.
Yep. Nice.
So I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be an exact science. For example, that, you know, at 30 centimeters away, it'll be F22 at, you know, whatever. It's not, you know, it is what it is. It's continuous light.
Well, that's the beauty. Because it's continuous, you don't have to be, you know, trying to calculate, you know, guide number and aperture and distance calculations on the fly, do you? You can just let your camera's metering work it out for you.
Exactly, you know, and that's the thing is that, you know, most of us who shoot with ambient light, you would normally, you know, underexpose the ambient light a little bit. So expose for it, then maybe drop it about a third stop so that the subject is the brightest thing in the image, then pop the light on, and then bang, there it is, you know.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it, you know, that's the whole good thing about it. The cool thing too is it actually weighs about 0.6 of a kilo.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, 0.58 kilos. So you don't feel it. That's the thing. So what we'd done when we had actually, this is about our 6th prototype that we made to work out the balance between power, battery life, and the length of the unit. So,
sure.
I mean, we could have made this even brighter again, which is quite a ridiculous notion, but the battery life would maybe less than half an hour. Now, I'm on a wedding, I'm on a portrait shoot or doing a boudoir shoot. I want that. I mean, an hour was sort of like my minimum. That was the thing. So what we did was, okay, well, this is the length, the maximum length we want it. Then I want it to be lasting for more than an hour. And then we worked out just how many cells or diodes there in the light would make up for that particular combination. And that's pretty much how it was. So it took us a while to get there, but we got there. So
now you mentioned the ice pack that's coming soon. And it's got a mini tripod with it. It then begs the question, does the ice light have standard mounting paraphernalia for you know, the existing crop of light stands and tripod mounts and that sort of thing?
It does. It does. So it basically has a tripod socket, a quarter inch socket on both sides, which is awesome. So it's a standard tripod mount. In the ice pack, there's several things that are included. So the first thing you mentioned there was the mini tripod. So the mini tripod is actually quite strong, and it can stand on a normally a tabletop, unless you're shooting low to the ground. But usually, you'd probably put it on a tabletop.
Okay.
Now the cool thing about the mini tripod is that it has a quick release attachment to it.
Right.
So what happens is we are in the ice pack. We're including a tilter bracket for a light stand with the same with the same attachment.
Okay.
So that you can very quickly, literally just leave the attachment, the actual...
the tilter bracket?
Yeah. Well, the tilter bracket and the actual the tripod will have the same attachment that you can just quickly flip to both if you wish.
Right.
So it has that flexibility. But the cool thing is, you know, if you put it on a light stand, the tilter bracket will be what you need to put on the light stand, and then the actual quick release... the words fail me now, but the quick release little
mechanism,
whatever that basically thing is, will attach to the actual light, and you can go that way, or you can just use your own light stand and your own attachment. But we came up with accessories that like literally everything in my wish list is in this ice pack. So we've got the mini tripod that's flexible, so it can actually move around. There's also the tilter bracket, which goes on a light stand. We've also got a dual connector. This is a pretty cool thing. So imagine like a spinning top with the thread on either side.
Ah, so nice.
So you screw it on one side, and then you get a second or even a third light, and then you can be the Sith from Star Wars.
It's like constructing a bolt bomb.
Exactly.
The boys will get it, the girls won't.
Yeah, what do you do? Yeah, that's really good. So the cool thing is you can join two, three, or four, whatever. I mean, I wouldn't go more than, say, three, perhaps, but
so if
it
you,
ends up being a thing.
So if you do join a couple together, are they running off the one battery, or do you then have to have a second battery?
No, it's the battery within the light itself.
Oh.
So the dual connector is a glorified just screw mount. You've got a screw on one side, a little plate in between, and then a screw on the other. So you screw it in from on one end.
Yep.
And then get the second one, and then you put it together. So
right.
It just ends up being a really cool thing to do. Now, above and beyond that, we also have a gel pack that's included in the ice pack, and that's going to basically mean that you can turn your daylight white balance into tungsten.
Yep.
Yellow, red, green, blue. So if you want little cool accents, you know, whether you want a red accent, blue, yellow, whatever, if you want it actually tungsten, you can do it. That's just it. So the thing is that you can't go, if you have a tungsten light source, you can't make that daylight white balance, but you can make daylight look tungsten. So
that's the
benefit of going that way. The reason why I've avoided daylight white balance LEDs in the past is because inherently they're always a little bit green. No matter what light you have, they've got this sort of, there's a hint of green in there. That's just inherently what happens with an LED light. What we've done to counteract that, we've actually put like a, you know, a magenta sort of balancing thing in the cells. It's hard to explain without being too technical, but it's sort of like it's almost like in Photoshop, you know, when something's a bit green, you add red, and that's what we've done within the light itself. So the cool thing is that when I photograph with the ice light, I normally just shoot with the normal daylight white balance preset. And it somehow, it retains that sort of that nice warm quality without being too cold that you normally get with LED lights.
Right.
And if your listeners are listening there, if they go to theicelight.com, they can see some images that I've taken there. In the next couple of days, and hopefully before this podcast is released, hopefully we'll upload some more images that show you the behind the scenes shots so that you can see an overall view of the scene that, you know, with me in the shot, the way the light was being held and then the final image afterwards. So it ends up giving you a bit of a clearer perspective on how the light can be used.
Fantastic.
So that's good. Now, my favorite accessory in the ice pack is the barn doors.
Right.
So imagine you can clip this onto the actual unit itself, and you can feather out the light, and you can tighten it, or you can go a bit wider if you wish. The cool thing is it can also act as a bit of a protector, so it can protect the light itself.
Sure.
So all that's going to be included in the ice pack. Yes, they can be bought separately, but you'd be saving a lot of money if you get it all together. What the price on the ice pack is, not too sure. It's going to be around about the $200 mark.
Okay.
Give or take, but that's roughly what it's going to be. So it's very reasonable. So.
And the light itself, price wise.
The light itself is $499.90. That's in US dollars.
Yep.
For your friends here and viewers and listeners, pardon me, in Australia, we're still working out distribution. So we're looking at a distribution point here. So as you'd appreciate, they're actually made in Korea, distributed to US as the first port.
Yep.
And then from there, they're distributed to the country that they'll be in. Now, I will be a distributor personally in Australia as well. So we're actually currently working out all the... the import duties and taxes and everything that we need to work out. So very soon we'll have an option and an understanding of how much, more it will be depending on the price and everything like that. So
even as the designer, you can't get them shipped straight here from Korea?
Well, I mean, eventually that'll happen. But what I'm saying is we still have import duties because,
of course.
Any product that you buy anywhere all over the world, for example, if you bought a camera from the US... You don't just pay the price that's on the website. You've got to pay for an import duty and taxes based upon the unit itself and how all that works. So, like I said, just with all brutal honesty, that's just being currently worked out.
Sure.
And there will be an obvious answer. So for anyone listening to the podcast here, if you follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and you can also follow the Ice Light on Twitter as well, all that information will come up very quickly and there will be answers because Westcott, the company that I'm working with, actually don't actually have a distributor physically here in Australia for all their products, let alone the Ice Light.
Oh, okay.
But as the inventor and a partner in the Ice Light, I also will be a distributor in Australia. So, like I said, that we'll be handling all those, the questions to those, all those answers in the next several weeks. There will be an easy way to get it and all that kind of thing. So we want to make it, affordable and understandable and all that kind of thing as well. So
absolutely. And I mean, you've run workshops in the past.
Mm.
So I'm assuming you'll be running some workshops on the Ice Light.
Well, we're actually developing a culture behind it, which we're really excited about. So it's something that I haven't really shared properly with many people, but I'll share it with your listeners. We're developing currently a website called The Ice Culture.
Okay.
And what it basically is a free photo sharing website where it's basically for owners and lovers of the Ice Light. So because it's a new product, at the end of the day, light is light, of course, but it is a very unique product with some cool applications. In fact, we've already sold many to the film industry and to the TV industry because this light can be put in places that you can normally not get things. So, people are gaffer taping parts and adding little accents to faces and different things. And Westcott have already supplying their lights to all those industries that I spoke of. But the response to this light has been amazing. There's been a lot of interest in different ways that we've even been approached by the police force and the firemen and all that kind of stuff. And because, they need a portable light that's super bright and there really is no other light that's as widely spread and as bright and as portable as this particular one. So... And that's it's really cool. It's very exciting. So yeah, there's obviously coming up. So but the website. So what the website's supposed to do is that if you own an Ice Light, you're encouraged to create a profile, and your profile picture has to be a self portrait with the Ice Light illuminating yourself. So there needs to be a creative self portrait that you have taken with the Ice Light in the picture, and that proves to us that you are an owner of the Ice Light. And you are encouraged to upload videos behind the scenes, behind the scenes and completed portraits with the Ice Light, and it's free. So anyone can jump on and who owns the Ice Light to upload the images.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who doesn't own one can freely, look at the website and see how people are using it and hopefully be inspired to be part of the, to, you know, be part of the craze, which I'm sure will happen.
I love the idea of using it as a way to teach yourself about how light responds to a subject or how a subject responds to light. You know, it's just a fantastic idea. You know, yeah, for anyone who's new to the game and you know, doesn't quite yet understand how to place their lights and, you know, at what angle and at what height and at what distance and at what power level. And yeah, I think the idea of continuous lighting is a great way to learn.
Yeah, look, it's really good. I mean, I've been on presenting seminars the last several months, and it's great because I'm talking about, you know, split lighting. I'm talking about, you know, two-thirds lighting. I'm talking about Rembrandt. I'm talking about butterfly. And I can very quickly show people, and they get it. They get instant gratification. And like I said, for those people who don't truly understand lighting, and it is a way, a good way to learn and practice, because instinctually, you know, you gravitate towards a certain kind of lighting, and most people will gravitate towards creating a shadow on the side of the face that's closest to the camera, which is often referred to as the short lighting or shooting on the narrow, the short side, and which is very complimentary, makes people look slimmer and sexier and all the rest of it. And and that's just it. It just helps people understand it. Let alone, you know, I myself will be sharing videos on the ice culture about you know, the best ways that I believe that it should be used.
Yep.
But that's just, you know, people are going to use this light in so many different ways that we can all learn from each other, and that's why I thought it'd be fun to create a free photo sharing website. And we're even creating an actual mobile app that, when you're on location, you know, when you're on a gig, is you know, go through this app and you can create images and then upload them to the site itself, and everyone can see the latest pictures. They can see the most popular, the most commented on. And then every month we're looking at doing giveaways and things like that. And again, exactly what it's mentioning, we're creating a culture behind the light, because we think this light is going to transcend a lot of other different things. You know, we feel that, you know, light is light, of course, and how different can it be? But the fact is that I think this is different enough, and it has the cool factor to have like its own little cult following, which I think it'll will definitely happen.
Definitely. So obviously you're still in negotiations with unnamed parties for distribution here in Australia. Mm-hmm. Any idea on when you will be able to announce who will be representing you across Australia? Like, obviously in Melbourne, you'll handle it yourself because that's where you're based. But what about the other markets? When do you think you'll be able to tell us who's going to have it?
Well, that's just it. See, the thing is that I'll be the distributor for Australia, so that anyone who wants one here, they can just order it online and I ship it to them. That's
okay.
Pretty much the way it's going to be. So now, will it be sold in stores? That's obviously another step that we're looking at. But, you know, the most affordable way that you'll be able to get a light here in Australia is in the foreseeable future, and most likely long-term, will be through the icelight.com, which is my website as well. So like I said, I invented the light. I'm a partner in it. It's obviously in partnership with Westcott, but I'm also a distributor, not only obviously here in Australia, but also in the States, also in the UK, and possibly a couple other countries as well. So, yeah, but it's fantastic. Like I said, we're really excited about it, and this is looking to be like the first of quite a few lights that I will be creating with Westcott in the next sort of several years.
Fantastic. Well, Jerry, I wish you all the very best with it, mate. I love the idea, and I, you know, look forward to having a play with one myself one day, and I hope it goes very well for you.
No, thank you, mate. We're really excited about it. For those of you listening as well, I have an educational website also called the Ice Society, and I've been running that for now for about almost over 4 years.
Okay.
And we reinvented that from scratch only a few months ago. So we rebuilt the website. It's I'm very proud of it, because every month we release new chapters of information, and it's fantastic. Like, every month you see videos of me shooting, you know, whether it's a wedding or a portrait, fashion or boudoir shoot. You know, photographers can send me their work in. I critique them as well. There's all these categories that we submit. The cool thing is that when you become a member, you actually access all past chapters for free. So considering that there's actually 51 chapters in existence, They only pay for 12 months in advance, but they get the 51 sort of back as well. So we're actually, you can actually enjoy a free chapter on me as an example of what you can expect each month. And if they like it, they can join. So I'm happy to give listeners to the podcast $100 off the membership fee. So it's normally $365. Mm-hmm. Happy to give $100 off, which will make it $265. And the promo code is ICE SALE. So ICESALE.
Fantastic. Now,
why am I mentioning this is because many videos featured in the ICE Society will also obviously feature the ICE light, being used on location in various capacities as well. So that will be a pretty cool thing too.
Awesome. Well, that sounds fantastic. Thank you for that.
No worries.
All right. Well, I've really enjoyed the conversation, and I look forward to seeing the ICE light when it's available. Will you have some of these at PMA in Melbourne this year?
You know what? We were hoping to. I'm actually physically going overseas again. I just come back from a long trip, and we're going away again. I'd like to be there myself personally, but who knows? That we might be looking at something or working on something out. So it's definitely something that we may be looking at. But maybe, who knows?
So not confirmed yet, but hopeful. Okay.
I can't promise anything. But we are looking for something at the moment. We'll see how we go.
Awesome. All right. Well, I will put links to your Facebook page, your Twitter account, and the ICE Light Twitter account in the show notes for this podcast. So anybody who wants to check out what Jerry's doing with the ICE Light, all the links will be in the show notes. Jerry, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you too, mate. All the best. Welcome.
See you, mate. All right. Well, that will do it for another week. I'm got to get this edited and mixed tonight, which is Thursday night, because tomorrow morning I'm driving to Sydney, off to work, but then going straight from there out into the bush, out the back of the Hunter Valley, where I'm taking up the role of videographer for a four-wheel drive event for the entire weekend. Saturday is going to be a phenomenally big day. We shoot from 8 a.m. through till midnight. That is going to kill me. And then up on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock and shooting from 8 o'clock again through until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So essentially 24 hours of video, shooting in a... what is essentially just over a day and a half. It's going to be very, very intense. So I've got a pretty full-on weekend ahead of me, so that's why I need to get this podcast edited, mixed, uploaded, show notes done, everything tonight, because I want it out at lunchtime on Sunday, and I'm not going to have a chance to do anything on it after I head off to work tomorrow morning. So I shall wrap it up here. Keep the emails coming in, studio@audiotou.com. And until I speak with you next, take care.
Shutters Inc., another audiotou.com quality podcast. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email studio@audiotou.com.